This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
You're on Sunday Arts Magazine. This is Joy 94.9. I'm David Hunt, and our next guest is, of course, one of our regulars. He can't be called a guest because he's on every second week. Stephen A. Russell, how are you?
Hi, David. It's so gorgeous to hear your voice. It really is. All these little moments of contact are the best.
Well, if anyone hears sounds in the background from my house or my apartment, it's magpies at present. They're chirping away like crazy. So it's a
They're just
a gorgeous
keeping
sound.
You company, David.
They're just keeping me company. Yeah. All right. Now, in this strange time, Stephen, there's no major movies opening. For obvious reasons. So yes. What can we do? And so many of us are. We're sitting in front of our televisions or our screens on our video, on our computers. And what are we doing? What are we watching? What can you recommend?
Well, one of the things, David, it took a little while for the reality of cinemas closing and, distribution stopping, production even stopping. But now what we're seeing, David, is a lot of the major studios are fast-tracking films that were very recently in the cinema straight to video on demand. So you can go onto, iTunes or whatever you prefer and buy them a lot sooner than you would normally. So a couple that are already out that I thought were brilliant the first one is actually from a Melbourne director, Lee Whannell, and I think you had a chat with him at some point, David. And his film is The Invisible Man.
Yeah, I haven't seen it, Stephen, but it's one of those films that I want to see because I reckon it's going to scare me like crazy.
Oh, David, it gave me the willies. It really did. This is a really clever modern take on an old monster movie, and it really hangs on Elizabeth Moss, who people will know as the lead actor in The Handmaid's Tale, and on. Honestly, David, there's no one who does trauma quite as good as Elizabeth Moss. And the idea is basically this. She is in an abusive relationship with a really super rich, very intelligent tech kind of, entrepreneur. And unbeknownst to her, he has perfected this suit he can wear that makes him entirely invisible. He then fakes his own death. And so she thinks she's got out. She thinks she's safe.
Oh. And now, you're not giving away the plot here, are you?
No. This all happens really. This is all in the first 10 minutes. This is all.
Okay.
She escapes his house, which is one of the most thrilling scenes I've seen in cinema in a very long time, and then immediately after that happens, so she thinks she's safe, and then bit by bit he starts to stalk her while invisible.
Yeah.
And it's so traumatic, David, because it's this story. It basically is the idea of when people, suffer domestic abuse, one of the main issues is that people don't necessarily listen or believe them. And so if you then dramatize that as him being invisible, it really gives you the creeps that, what he does. And because people think she's mad, basically.
Yeah. And Stephen, does she realize that he's still alive, or does she think he's dead and has come back to haunt her?
It takes a little while. She kind of thinks she doubts herself, but bit by bit she begins to realize. And so also becomes a kind of a detective thriller because she's got to figure out a way to prove that he is actually still there. And oh my goodness, David, this one, it's given me goosebumps talking about it, honestly. So you can watch it at home right now. You can go to iTunes or any other major distribution platform and you can download that right now.
Fantastic. And of course he It was a Melbourne lad who's made such big time. For those that don't know him, he went to RMIT and studied film. Yeah. And then him and one of these other mates from RMIT, they did the Saw movies. Is that right?
Yep. Yeah, and the Insidious movies as well. So, I mean, he's basically at the start of an incredible career, David.
Fantastic. Okay, what can we call them at home? How many pairs of slippers are you going to give it?
I'm going to give it a dubiously legged amount, 4.5 slippers.
Oh. Jake the pig.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, what else should we be watching?
David, if that's a little bit too traumatic for some of our viewers, and, you know, it's tough. It's definitely tough source material.
Yep.
The other really fun one that's been fast-tracked to home entertainment downloads is Birds of Prey, starring another, you know, home superstar, Margot Robbie. And look, this is a really fun one. Now, I know that you don't like comic book movies, and I'm very, very sorry to bring you, you know, to pick this one up for you. But I reckon even you might enjoy just how anarchically fun and silly and over the top this one is. So essentially, she plays Harley Quinn, the ex of the Joker, and she's broke up with him. She's, you know, drinking away her sorrows, and in amongst that, she somehow manages to get herself into heaps of trouble with a psychopathic mob boss played by Ewan McGregor, who is very, very good in the role.
He's a great and actor.
He really is, and he's having a lot of fun here as well. He's kind of playing him in that kind of camp way, you know, the kind of bad guy camp, which I love. And what makes this film so joyous, David, is that it's all about the girls. So you've got a young Asian actress, Ella J. Basco, who plays a pickpocket Cassandra Cain. You've got True Blood star Journey Smollett-Bell, who plays this really awesome club singer who has a superpowered voice. You've got Rye star Rosie Perez as a frustrated African-American cop, Latino cop, who is sick of the white boys taking all the credit. And then Fargo star Mary Elizabeth Winstead as this mob survivor. And look, they're this really unlikely team that bands together. It's directed by Asian-American Kathy Yan. It's really colourful. It's fun. It's silly. It's poppy. And I had heaps of fun with this. I'm giving it 4 slippers.
4 slippers. Okay. Sounds good.
joy.org.au, where our diverse communities can come together across the nation, across the globe. Joy.
And you're on Joy 94.9. We're chatting with our film reviewer, Stephen A. Russell. What else?
For the kids, David, there's also
Who cares about the kids? Oh, well, no, joking.
Okay, very, very quickly, Farmageddon, a Shaun the Sheep movie, is really fun, stop motion, really cute for families. I enjoyed it as much as the kids, to be honest. And basically,
so many adults do watch them, don't they?
Yeah. Look, it's basically a cute alien falls to Earth. Shaun the Sheep, it becomes his best mate and tries to hide him while a kind of X-Files style nasty boss tries to find him. Yeah. And look, David, you would get a giggle because what it does is it pretty much references every famous science fiction film there has ever been, like from Close Encounters to, you know, E.T. Like, half the fun is spotting the references to classic films.
Okay.
And David, there's one that never even made it to the movies. They basically, because of the great hoo-ha, it has gone straight to video on demand. And this one is a really weird one, but indulge me. It's called Vivarium, and it's from director Lorcan Finnegan. And basically what it is, it stars Zombieland star Jesse Eisenberg, who people might know from The Social Network. And also, and the young British rising star Imogen Poots, who was in Green Room, and they basically play, you know, it's a very modern nightmare, David. They play a young couple looking to buy a home, and so they go to this new development, and it's all identical houses with identical gardens with identical clouds above them. And once they get there, they go into this house and then they can't escape it. And they're suddenly presented with a baby that very quickly grows into a menacing young kid and then a menacing young man. And look, this is a bit, it's weird. It's like a domestic dystopia. If people like Tim Burton, it's a bit like that kind of kooky nightmare stuff. And, you know, I think with all the conversation, David, about how hard it is for young folks to get on the property market, this one might put them off trying.
sounds like fun. And the sort of thing that, you know, because, although, you know, like the weather is up and down, but on a rainy day, it sounds like a perfect one to watch. What's it called again?
Yeah, it's called Vivarium. It looks fantastic. I'm probably going to give it 3.5, I reckon.
Okay, right. So three pairs of slippers and a half, half a pair.
Yeah.
Right, you know, brilliant.
And look, very quickly as well, yes, if you have time, on the ABC for free on ABC iView, I can also hugely recommend the new series of Killing Eve with Sandra Oh and Jodie Cromer.
Yep.
That is such a good show, David.
Everyone loves it
now.
Yep.
Oh, if you haven't done it, David, you've got to get involved. It's this it's this brilliant setup of a detective after an assassin, and they kind of secretly fall for each other, and it's just really twisted and fun and sexy. Love it. So check that one out as well.
Stephen A. Russell, thanks so much for your film reviews, and we'll talk to you in 2 weeks' time.
Lovely. Thank you so much, David. Bye-bye.
Okay. Ciao.
Great shows, great topics, great radio. Joy 94.9.
Hello, I'm David Hunt. You are on Sunday Arts Magazine, and this is Joy 94.9. Our feature album is The Talking Heads' True Stories, and this track is called Papa Libero. You're on Joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.